ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 एंड 22. द टाइटल इज दुर्वासा मुनिस लाइफ स्पेयर्ड. I start with text number 21. We have no purport. I only read. Karma vadava tammetatte gayanti svasiyo muhu kirtim parama punyam cha kirtaya syati burhiham. Translation: All the blessed women in the heavenly planet will continuously chant about your spotless character at every moment, and the people of this world will also chant your glories continuously. Text number 22. Can repeat all together. Sri Sukha Huvacha Evam Sakitya Rajanam Evam Sakitya Rajanam Durvasa Paritosita Durvasa paritosita yayo viyaya samantya yayo viyaya samantya brahma loka mahaitukam brahma loka mahaitukam. Translation: Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, thus being satisfied in all respect, the great mystic yogi Durvasa took permission and left, continuously glorifying the king. Through the skyways, he went to Brahmalok, which is devoid of agnostic and dry philosophical speculator. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Although Durvasa Muni went back to Brahmaloka through the spaceways, he did not need an airplane, for great mystic yogis can transport themselves from any planets to any other without any machine. There is a planet named Siddhaloka, whose habitant can go and to any other planets because they naturally have all the perfection of yoga practice. Thus, Durvasa Muni, the great mystic yogi, could go through the skyways in any planets, even to Brahmaloka. In Brahmaloka, everyone is self-realized, and thus there is no need of philosophical speculation to come to the conclusion of the absolute truth. Durvasa Muni's purpose is going to Brahmaloka was apparently to speak to the resident of Brahmaloka about how powerful a devotee is and how a devotee can surpass every living entity within this material world. The so-called jnanis and yogis cannot compare to a devotee. First of all, I want to thank all of you. I'm very happy to be again in Chaupati Temple and such a nice atmosphere that always is present here. So going to the verses of today, one of the main lessons that we can learn from all this story is from the behavior of Srila Hambarish Maharaj. I know for sure that you discussed many times about this, but still to underline, this is also give more inspiration. So just to remember, Hambarish Maharaj, he was fasting not for only for his benefit, but for the benefit of all the citizens. And we know that when we do fasting, is auspicious to break the fast in certain time. No, he was doing this, but Durvasa Muni, we know all the story, no? Just shortly repeat. Durvasa Muni came, and it's also etiquette when one guest come, you offer before prasada to him, all respect and everything, accommodation and so on. But it was time to break the fast, no? And he don't act by himself, but he was asking also the advice from the Brahmana, no? And the Brahmana say, okay, you can take just a little drop of Charanamrita that you give the permission to break the fast, at the same time don't break this etiquette vote that you have to first take care of your guest. You do this, but we know what all the story that happened. But I don't want to go deep again, because for sure you have to do many times during this last period. But the behavior of Ambarish Maharaj, you know that Krishna, through the Sudarshan Chakra, was protecting him, and the Sudarshan Chakra was following, trying to kill Durvasa Muni for all universe. But what did Ambarish Maharaj during this period? No? We can imagine if something happened to us, no? Something like this. One great personality come to us, he make something wrong, apparently, no? Because he was not considering what Ambarish Maharaj was doing, and Krishna himself took protection of you. Normally the people, they say, oh, now we recognize, or these Durvasa Muni recognize that they have in the right, no? But Ambarish Maharaj was maintaining also this thought, and was sitting down and continued to fast for all years, 1 year more, because all this history took 1 year to happen. No? And normally the people say, okay, Krishna is taking protection for me, so Durvasa Muni is like a wrong person, so I can continue to do my normal life. But Ambarish Maharaj don't act like this. It was just waiting for one more years till Durvasa Muni come back. It is important. He don't say that now Krishna recognized that I am in the right situation. He just was remembering in a silent, calm, and respecting. Krishna was taking shelter, was protecting him, but at the same time he was full of respect in Durvasa Muni, because the Vaishnava know that all the situation are prepared for the Lord to happen. So you can, we have to remember always that all this situation, all these associates are like some actor acting in a stage, no? And they are doing different activities, but they are intimate associate of Lord Krishna. We remember all the demons that we read in Krishna book, and somehow we have to remember always that they are not real demon, but behind they are great associate of Lord Krishna. They come like in a theater, acting in a stage. You can remember like when we speak about Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. No, the first impression is to remember that they are demon, but we have to go more deep, and they think that they are Jaya Vijay. They are intimate associate of the Lord. They are coming in this material world, doing some activities, sometimes look wrong, just to give teaching to the people. So Krishna is playing with his intimate associate, at the same time is giving advice to the people what we have to do. No, so the same happened with Durvasa Muni, and Ambarish Maharaj were remaining always in the big respect, because we have to remember that Durvasa Muni was not a common person; he was an ordinary person. He has a lot of followers. He was giving shelter to a lot of people. And we have to consider that when something happened, should be recognized as a teaching. No? In other occasion, happened that such a great saint, we have a lot of story during the Bhagavatam, like Daksha story. No, sometimes we consider Daksha one like an offensor of Lord Shiva, but we have to remember that when in this big gathering of people for all universe, the Bhagavan described that when Daksha entered in the arena, no, he was shining like thousand sun. No, he was one of the most learned scholar in all the universe. So we cannot just imagine which is always big his personality. But all this story happened just to give teaching to us. And also another story important is about Romarshana Sutta. No? Maybe all of you know. But Santai say, okay, when Balaram entered in the place where Romarshana Sutta was giving teaching to the student, he was not respecting him. No? That was the superficial conclusion. No? But at the same time, we have to remember that Ramarshana Sutta was a great learned scholar, and so many people was following him. No, so remember this: when Balarama entered, the teaching is that if you are too much deep in the speculation, or maybe in this case in the etiquette, because Ramarshana Sutta really was following the etiquette, no? Because when you are sitting on the Vyasasan, you are representing Vyasadeva. And everyone can that enter in that situation should offer obeisance to all the gathering, all the people, and you are not forced to wake up and make obeisance. But the final the goal of all our effort is to come close to Lord Krishna and serve Lord Krishna. And when Krishna entered, there is no reason to follow any etiquette. No, that was the internal meaning of all this story. And Lord Balaram just took a blade of grass and come too close to him and touch him and allow you to left the body. No. It's okay, you can change situation. But we have to remember that also Ramarshana Sutta was a great devotee, was a great scholar, no? Maybe he come in some something wrong, but everything is organized from the Lord himself, no? Sometimes happen something. All the Srimad Bhagavatam is starting from a mistake of a devotee, no? Because we remember that when the king was traveling after meeting Kali, no, try to kill Kali. After when he go to the sage and find the sage in meditation and asking for a glass of water, no, the sages was completely absorbed in meditation and the king was disturbed about this his behavior, no. And you know the story, he took the snake, he put the snake around the neck of the sage, and all the story come up, but it's not a normal behavior of a Vaishnava. He never act like this. But Krishna sometimes arrange, put confusion in the mind of someone and create a situation that from another history can come up. No? So when we approach the Bhagavan, we have always to remember this. And also we have to respect when we read the story about great sage that they make something wrong, or they are making some mistake. We have to really deep things that they are just acting as an actor on a stage. That's important to know, because otherwise we think to take part of one of this or one of that. And that Ambarish Maharaj, they didn't do this. No, he just was remaining calm, silent, and following the vote, or to be austere, no, to continue the fast. And when Durvasa Muni came back after all this story, he arrived, he offered obeisance to Durvasa Muni, he asked to him to forgive for his offenses, and you see, Ambarish Maharaj didn't say to him, oh, now you understand what is the real truth. I didn't make nothing against you. It was normally, he didn't justify himself. He didn't say nothing to underline that he was in the right situation. He just remained and also was waiting that when Durvasa Muni came, he offered to him prasada, he offered to him all the facility, and just after when he finished, he took prasada. He was fasting for 2 years. It was not a common thing. He was just surviving with water. So from this behavior, we have to remember that some disagreement happen between us, sometimes happen that the disagreement also come between the devotee, no? Sometimes, no? But we have to remember that any devotee is a great soul. And sometimes Krishna is controlling everything, is acting. Maybe it creates one situation that everyone can learn about from this situation. This is deep thing that we have to remember, and it's come up from the story of this part of the Bhagavatam. And in the purport, in the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada was saying that the superiority of a devotee to all jnanis and all yogi, all the speculator and all jnanis. And also Durvasa Muni, when realized all the situation, what his intention was to go to Brahmaloka just to spread the glories of the devotee, was his intention. Why? Because the devotee is something completely different. Also, we are studying a lot. Srila Prabhupada gave us the instruction to study every day the Srimad Bhagavatam and the books. But this is completely different, no? We are studying to know the philosophy. Of course, the philosophy help us, no, to remain steady in our knowledge and give me some weapons to fight against the materialist. But the attitude of the devotee is completely different from the speculator. I come from Italy, and of course the situation there is quite different than in India. But we have a lot of speculator also there. That people they are studying the different scripture. Also we have different university of Sanskrit in Italy, so we have a very deep scholar. We have people that they know hundreds of Srimad Bhagavatam verses. Some of them they know all Bhagavad Gita by verses, but they don't surrender to God. That's the problem. So when you start to deal with these people, they are going to go into the philosophical, into the speculation, but very, very difficult they accept that Krishna is God. And the Bhagavad Gita is not just a teaching in personal about philosophy, but the Bhagavad Gita is the directly spoke by Lord himself. They don't accept this point. Because every speculator normally have his theory. And the speculation is that every theory, there is one theory opposite. So they pass all the life just to counteract with this different theory. But they don't accept the simple things that Krishna is God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And sometimes to deal with these people is important, because normally these speculators, they are the intellectual part of the society. So if you want to have some kind of recognition, you have to deal with them. But at the same time, I felt that it is not really important to stay more time than necessary with them, you know, because you just continue to talk, turning around, but you don't go to the point. So the point of all the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, every scripture that we are following, they are going to the conclusion that you have to recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and you have to serve him, to give devotion, offer devotion and service to him. And these people don't accept this. So the effort of the devotee is to try that these people to do some service. And sometimes it's not so easy. I remember once that I was talking with His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, you know, that he was... We know that he was in the scientist preaching, no? And he told me that there is one scientist very, very famous, and it took more than 10 years just to invite him to one conference. And you can say, why he was spending a lot of this time just to invite one person that is completely atheist, completely against, no, what we are saying? Because it is important. It's important when you meet the people, especially during this conference, we have different point of view, and the people they can choose which is the best. No? It took a lot of time, and they say that this person never accept prasada from me. It took, they say, 10 years that he accept prasada from my hand. You know why? Because sometimes for these people, it's like they feel that this prasada can do something against them. No, this is not very favorable for their speculation and mentality. It's normally they avoid. They don't want to take this. But he told me that happened something. They was in a general meeting, and this person was there, and but not make conference together, and. Happened that the son of this scientist, he got an accident, a car accident. And Bhakti Swarupa Maharaj told me that I have no intention just to do something, but it was just natural for me to take a flowers, a rose, and go to there and say, please, I am praying for your son. Take this as a gift for your son. It was completely natural. And this man was very touched inside the heart of this. And they say, why you are doing this? No, they not do it for any second goal, just because you got this, you are suffering, I want to do something to help you in suffering. And these people say he didn't cry, but he was very close to cry, and embrace him, and after he took prasada. He took prasada, and all the situations was changing. Also, these people is not because this scientist has become very favorable to Krishna consciousness, but he start to deeply respect the devotee. And they say, after that situation, they have a different occasion where they meet together, they make a conference together, presenting all different point of view, but still working together. And in some way, this scientist was doing devotional service. Sometimes it's very subtle, the way when the devotee, they want to involve the people in devotional service. And so I am repeating always to the devotee of our temple in Villa Vrindavana that our effort is to try the people to come more close to the Krishna consciousness. And sometimes the way is only this, to give them prasada and also allow them to make devotional service. Because this can create some changing in their life. Of course they accept, people normally they like to hear the Hare Krishna mantra, that's perfect, but when they're starting to practice to chant the Hare Krishna mantra or they do some practical service, you feel that it's completely changed the heart of these people and they are in a new life. When I arrived in Villa Vrindavana to take the responsibility, I found many people, they were turning around the temple for a long, long time, but they never go deep. So I asked one of them, why you don't do something for the temple? He said, I never mind about this. It was always coming as a guest for a long, long time. And he said, what can I do? I say, okay, what you like to do? I don't want to force you to do something. What do you like to do? Say, for me, it was very good to clean once a week all the parikram around the temple. I say, yes, perfect. So he took seriously this responsibility. Now it's more than 3 years that this person you do every Sunday is cleaning all the parikram. But what happened? These people start to chant 16 rounds a day, no? And it's become much more steady. And this house is becoming like a temple. Twice a week is inviting people and they are making some program. Just because they start to do something for Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates in this way. So when we meet this speculator of this Gyani, we have to remember that sometimes to fight with them against the theoretical or philosophical conclusion is very hard. We have so many stories, so we can remember also the story about Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami when this big scholar come to challenge Rupa Goswami and he say, oh, no, I don't want to fight with you. Where have to sign that you are the winner? Say, and that he was very proud and going around and Jiva Goswami say, oh, it's not possible to accept that Rupa Goswami is much more learned scholar than him. This man is very proud, is going around and saying that they are defeating, you know. And the Jiva Goswami say, oh, please, come to me, want to challenge. The challenge, he won, no? You remember the story, he won all the situation. And when we go to Rupa Goswami say, oh, you won with these people? Okay, you are not a Vaishnava. You have to go out of Vrindavana. And he was staying for more than 1 year out of Vrindavana. And just for the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, he was coming back because he was interceding with Rupa Goswami. Because this is the behavior of the Vaishnava. The Vaishnava don't want to feed nobody. The Vaishnava just want to help the others. And just trying to find the little light that there is inside the heart of any people, little light of devotion, and try to give some fuel to grow. And you have to be very attentive especially in the Western world, we face every day with this, because normally the people, they don't accept too much God. There are two words that are very difficult to say in our country. One is God, and the other is religion. Because the people, they associate these two words with disagreement, war, you know, all the war is fighting in the name of the religion. So normally when you we introduce yourself as a representative of some religion, the people, they took distance from you. But if you act in a normal way, stay close to the people and try to help them in cultivate their faith, because it is present in the heart of everyone, help to grow, no? And you can do in different, you can attract people in different way. Some people, they are much more attracting if you are a participant speaking about the social activities, no? To take care of people with disease and some, just in principle. Sometimes it's possible to do in practical, but sometimes just in principle, no? Because you are close to these people. Most of the people, they start to agree with you, they start to accept you, no? They start to respect you. And from the, when they start to respect you, they are entering in the process. Step by step, they are going forward. No? Other people, they can deal with you about ethics. No? Some people, they want that we establish more ethics in the society. So with them, when we speak all the Varna Shandharma, also the situation related to this, they accept you, they respect you, you are a good person, you want to establish some ethic in the society. And there are a few people that you can speak about philosophy with them. And very, very few people, I'm speaking in the, for the Western world, that you can speak about theosophy, about God. So the Vaishnava had to understand which is the situation, and in each situation, try to help the people to cultivate their spiritual life. That's the only way. Otherwise, if you want to impose to some other that we have the best knowledge, we have the best way to go to Krishna, maybe in India it's more easy because the people they know everyone know that Krishna is God. But when you go in the Western country, want to impose something on this, you are completely out. So you have to respect the people and try to help. And you can get some incredible result. I want to say you a couple of stories that happened in the last few years. I am doing an interfaith program a lot. No? We are doing a lot of activities. And now the interfaith group is not only meeting for respect each other, but is meeting together to cooperate. So we are doing a lot of things together. And one of these activities that we do is we are going in a different center and once a month and stay together, make some meditation together. Of course, we have to find an agreement what means meditation, because the only way they used to do 20 minutes of silence all together. So the devotees silently, they chant Maha Mantra, others do some other things. But there is this different group, there is one group that is coming from the Zen Buddhist, no? And there is one woman there that is took very seriously the process of the Buddhist, and so he went for a long time in a monastery in Japan, hiking the mountains. He told me that this is the place that is always winter. He told me that the degree, the temperature is always around 10 or 15 degree, no more, no. Sometimes 5, 6, no. And that there is no heating system there. There is no hot water. And every morning they wake up very early in the morning. They take a very ice shower. And after there is no way to become, because no wood, no fire, nothing, no. Very austere situation. So there is no difference between men and women. So everyone has to follow the same rules. It's like a yogi, no? And it was very impressive to me that this woman, she very rarely smiled. Very, very rarely. Never. Never. She was very serious, concentrate in the austerity and so on. So we meet together in different occasions, and she started to take prasada, after, because in every meeting we always bring prasada, cookies or ladus or something. And his behavior was completely changed. And once, when he was in his center, finally was distributed prasada to the other, she took prasada and said, "I want to do this." No? She took prasada and was going to every people and say, "Hare Krishna, please take this." And this person, she started to smile. It's incredible. Just because he offered a little service to Krishna, and he's very appreciating the devotee, and any time he's looking for the devotee. He's following his path, you know, that she chose, but at the same time, the respect of the devotee is very deep. And it's funny because she's following some Mayavadi path, no? And we are following completely the opposite. But we join together to some level. Which one? The kindness, each other, the prasada, and so on. Another funny thing that happened, that there is another group of interfaith that is called a temple for peace. No? And it's not exactly for interfaith meeting, but there is the president of this group that he want to meet all the people together, especially the religious, no? To create a situation for the peace in the world. No? But this person is not religious and is very poor his understanding in the religion. It's very helpful. We do a lot of things together, but when you go inside himself, you find that he is not religious. He has something not respecting God. And one of the last time that we went in our temple, we were doing some meditation all together. So we make a circle around the Vyasa Sampradaya Srila Prabhupada. And after this meditation, everyone who wanted to say something is allowed to speak. No? And he's saying, "I have to tell one history from this temple. First time that I went here was 20 years ago. And when I entered this temple, I saw this statue," it was meaning for Srila Prabhupada. "I say, but it's very strange. These people are blowing down to the statue. That's very strange people. I cannot understand why they do this. For me, it's very kitsch. No? It's very low level, this, no? I cannot understand." I say, this impression was remaining for me for a long, long time. I say, 5 or 6 years ago, I was coming here for another meeting, we all together. So it seems that this statue is changing, no? It was not the same, no? I would say, "Oh, maybe this statue is something different, no?" But still was not very comfortable in this situation. And the last time after this meeting, he told us, "It's incredible what happened. Today, I see that this statue is like alive. No, I cannot say something more. I cannot understand why, but it's looking something different than a statue." Was his realization. And he addressed to me, say, "Can you give some something? Can you say something about this? Why?" You see these three cities, he said, "Yes, because in between you chant a lot of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and you took a lot of prasada, the food offered to God. This changed your consciousness. In the beginning you come and just see Srila Prabhupada as a statue. Now you feel that it is not a statue, it's something different." And these people is becoming more and more respected to the devotee, is looking always to have the advice from the devotee. Anytime that that he have to take one important decision about all the program of this interfaith, of the spreading of peace, conference, meeting, he phoned to me and asked my advice. Say, "What you think about this, what you think about that?" And invited me to be the part of the board of this organization. That's only because this man started to do service. He cannot realize that he's doing service, but he does service for Krishna, and Krishna slowly is changing completely his heart. Sometimes it took time, because we are impatient. Sometimes we want to meet the people, speak about philosophy, they immediately change. Sometimes it's not like this. Take 10 years, 20 years, sometimes took one life, two lives, three lives. But we just have to continue to behave in the same way, to help the people to grow in their spirituality. So if you do this, people, they appreciate us. And when they appreciate us, they start to change. And sometimes happen that we meet the people that they moved the devotee maybe 20 or 30 years ago, It is funny to check what they remember for that point. Rarely I found that the people remember something about philosophy. They remember always two things. The Hare Krishna mantra, this was very soft, this music, they remember prasada. And of course they remembered how the devotee was kind with them. No, they when they meet the devotee, they find the devotee, they invite them in a family. And people say, when I first entered in your temple, I found that this was my home. No, maybe for different reason, they follow their life, they do something different. But after some times, they come back because the seeds is planted inside. I don't know here, but sometimes the devotee, they want to convince the people speaking about deep point of philosophy, no? Especially when they meet the new one. This is good if they are asking for, but in the same way we have to remember that let Krishna work through his name, is the holy name, and with prasada. That's the most important two things. We can say a lot of things to the people, but most of the time they enter in this here and go out from the other. But when Krishna comes inside of them, they are starting to change. Now it's time to end, but I want just to tell one little story again. There is once I was with one person who was coming occasionally to the temple, and we were speaking something about philosophy. Say, so what you think? You are a long time that you are coming to the temple. Did you feel that you are devotee? Say, no. I am not a devotee. I am atheist. Oh, I say, that's funny. You can continue to come. I say, so you like philosophy? No, not so much. I don't like philosophy. So apparently was not liking nothing in the temple. No, I say, but there is something that you like. He said, yes. I like when you chant, when you sing all together, when you sing, especially this Maha Mantra, it's very interesting to me. And I was taking prasanna, and I like this, I like this food. I told him, okay, you can remain atheist, but you have to continue to do these two things. But he's appreciating the devotee. That's important. Everyone has his, can go in with different speed, no? Just we have to stay close to these people and help them to follow this process. No, just yesterday we meet one Italian was with Krishnanand Prabhu that is meeting the devotee in now here in Mumbai because he's studying for 3 months yoga activities. He's becoming a teacher of yoga. He was ending his study. And it is funny to see that he's living in Indonesia. And the wife is Muslim, no? And sometimes it's very difficult for the Muslim to upset something coming from the Hindu part, no? But because he's acting normally, he don't want to impose nothing of the philosophy, her and the family slowly is accepting something, slowly. Maybe we don't have to force, but just to stay close and show our behavior, no? To be sometimes detached, but also to want to help the people so they appreciate and they can start to change completely their life. So we have a lot of things to say about these verses, about all the history of Ambarish Maharaj, but for me, the one of the main lessons is just to listen and take and appreciate what is his behavior and just to put inside ourselves and remember in any situation which is the right behavior of the Vaishnava. Thank you for tolerating me and sorry for my poor English. If there is some question or comment or correction. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Jai. Prabhupada ki.